اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد، يا رب صل عليه وسلم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا سرمدا، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه وكمال جماله وجلاله، والصلاة على أشرف أنبيائه محمد الطيب الطاهر الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأهل بيته وأزواجه المطهرين الأكرمين الأبرار المصطفين، وعلى أصحابه الميامين الصالحين، وعلى التابعين لهم وإيانا معهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، برحمتك وجودك وكرمك يا أرحم الراحمين. On the reality of أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، اللهم إني أشهدك أنني أحبك، فاغفر لي تقصيري في محبتك. اللهم إني أشهدك أني أحب نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر لي تقصيري في محبته. اللهم إني أشهدك أني أحب أهل بيت نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر لي تقصيري في محبتهم. اللهم إني أشهدك أني أحب صحابة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اغفر لي تقصيري في محبتي إياهم. One time a man came to سيدنا الحسن ابن سيدنا علي وابن مولاتنا فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين، بنت سيد الأولين والآخرين، بنت أحب خلق الله إلى الله، أم أبيها، سيدة نساء العالمين. Came to him, رحمه الله تعالى ورضي الله عنه عليه سلام الله, and said to him, that is to سيدنا الحسن, إن أبا ذر يقول, that أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says, الفقر أحب إلي من الغنى والسقم أحب إلي من الصحة. That سيدنا أبو بكر أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that poverty is more beloved to me than richness, than wealth. And disease is more beloved to me than health. He replied, that is Sayyiduna al-Hasan alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamuh, رحم الله أبا ذر. May Allah bless the soul of Abu Dharr. As to me, أما أنا فأقول. As to me, I say the following. من اتكل على حسن اختيار الله له لم يتمن شيئا. أما أنا فأقول من اتكل على حسن اختيار الله له لم يتمن شيئا. وهذا حد الوقوف على الرضا بما تصرف به القضاء. Which means, as to myself I say, whosoever relies upon the beautiful choice of Allah for him or her, that person wishes for nothing. And that is the ultimate and the optimum in standing at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has eternally decreed. The life of Ahlul Bayt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa alayhim as-salam, and the life of Al-Hasan alayhi ridwanullahi ta'ala wa salamuh, and Al-Husayn alayhi salamullahi wa ridwanuh, wa Fatima alayha ridwanullahi wa salamuh, وعلي عليه رضوان الله وسلامه ورضي الله عن الصحابة أجمعين. Their lives depicts this essence, and especially مولانا وسيدنا الحسن عليه رضوان الله تعالى. In one of his beautiful dua that he learned in a dream, when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came to him in a dream. And he, that is Sayyiduna Mawlana Al-Hasan alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamuh, complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lack of want. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream taught him to say a dua instead of turning to anything created. Taught him to say a dua at his level, alayhi ridwanullahi ta'ala wa salamuh. Of that dua, it beautifully says, Allahumma iqdhif fi qalbi raja'ak. Ya Allah, inject into my heart hope in you. Waqta' amman siwaka raja'i. And sever my hope in anything except you. In anything, in anyone except you. وَقْطَعْ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ رَجَائِي حَتَّى لَا أَرْجُوَ أَحَدًا غَيْرَكَ. Until I shall reach a condition in which I have no hope in anyone, in anything except in you. اللهم وما ضعفت عنه قوتي وقصر عنه عملي ولم تنته إليه رغبتي ولم تبلغه مسألتي ولم يجر على لساني مما أعطيت أحدا من الأولين والآخرين من اليقين فخصني به يا رب العالمين. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, the essence of this human being, of this noble representative of the noble household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. O Allah, the meaning of which is something like this. O Allah, whatever my strength was not strong enough to reach, to attain, وَقَصُرَ عَنْهُ عَمَلِي, whatever and whatever my deeds and my actions and my resources were unable to achieve and to reach, and whatever even that which my desire didn't even reach, I didn't even think about it or feel it as a desire, or that which my mas'ala, my asking of you, For it never happened and did not run on my tongue of what? What is he asking Allah Azza wa Jal? Yaqeen. Bardul yaqeen. Of certitude. Of the refreshing coolness in the heart of a human being in general and a mu'min in particular. The refreshing coolness of the certitude in Allah. In who he is, in his awareness, in his will, in his knowledge, in his power, in his wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the home of the hereafter, grant me that yaqeen. The yaqeen, he says, that yaqeen which you granted anyone, if you granted anyone of your creatures of the very first and of the or of the very last, please give it to me as a special gift from you. فَخُصَّنِي بِهِ O Lord of the worlds. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Hussein Hassan رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه. فاطمة الزهراء, the radiant, the beautiful, عليها رضوان الله وسلامه, used to be known as, of her titles, as أم أبيها, the mother of her father, in the sense of her compassion, of her love, or her kindness, in ways that are very, very special towards her father, سيدنا ومولانا وسيد الخلق أجمعين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. She used to, when he sometimes visits her صلى الله عليه وسلم, when she visits her, he visits her, she was sitting, she stands up, she comes to him and holds his hand and kisses his hand and gets him to sit next to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when she comes and visits him and enters his household, he stands up, holds his hand, kisses her hand, and gets her to sit next to him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. His hub for her, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was very, very special. Very, very special indeed. Our ulama of hadith, radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, the likes of Imam Muslim and Imam Ahmad and so on, relate in that famous incident of Al-Kisa, that he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, gathered As-Sayyida Fatimata, radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha, was-Sayyida عليا رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه والسيد والمولى الحسن والسيد والمولى الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعليهما سلام الله. He gathered them in his household and laid upon them a كساء, a mantle of his, and says, يا الله اللهم هؤلاء أهل بيتي اللهم هؤلاء أهل بيتي فاذهب عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. Ya Allah, these are members of my household. Please keep away from them that which is spiritual and moral filth, and cleanse them indeed, a serious cleansing. وَطَهِّرْهُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that and promised that and intended that, as was recited so beautifully a moment ago in the ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab, that Allah intends for the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just that, the cleansing and the purification, their wealth, their specialness, their gifts, their treasures from Allah Azza wa Jal, is the cleanliness of their souls and of their hearts, the purity of their essence, and the purity of their persons. عليهم سلام الله ورضوانه. In this ayah that was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that ayah of the Quran speaks of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the beginning of that ayah till the end of many ayat later, Ya Nisa al-Nabiyyi, and so on, until he says, Ya Nisa al-Nabiyyi, O wives of the Nabi, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إِنِ اتَّقَيْتُنَّ فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. All of these are expressions of speaking to feminine in plural by Allah Azza wa Jal, and these are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ, again, وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And in that same ayah he said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah wills for you, O Ahlul Bayt, and he's addressing whom here? The wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the beginnings of those ayat until the end, Allah intends to remove rijs from you, all Ahl Bayt Rasulullah. And he calls the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ahl Bayt, Ahlul Bayt. They are Ahl Bayt al-Nubuwah, Ahl Bayt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And they are of أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the wife Ummuna, our mother Sarah, the wife of Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والله وسلامه, in the surah, in the Quran, in surah Hud, I believe, when he subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Khalil, as she is amazed at the glad tidings that the angels bring to Sayyidina Ibrahim about having a son at an old age, and she is amazed, tata'ajjab. The angels address her and tell her, Ata'ajabina min amrillah? Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahl al-bayt. Innahu hamidun majid. أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They address the woman, the wife, the mother, عليها رضوان الله وسلامه. Are you amazed about the matter of Allah عز وجل? Allah does what He pleases. Allah creates from nothing. That's أمر الله. It should not surprise you. And they address her, أهل البيت. أهل البيت إنه حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم. النبي takes precedence over every mu'min and every Muslim. Precedence over me, precedence over my father, my mother, my love, my priorities, my most dearest and most powerful attachments, my preferences, my priorities, everything. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم. And he continues, عز وجل, وأزواجه أمهاتهم. And their wives are their mothers. Every believer from the Quran says the mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are my mothers. My mothers. And I love them as nay more than I love my mother. For Allah says, وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. His wives are their mothers. وَلَا تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ says Allah Azza wa Jal elsewhere in the Quran, وَلَا تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, do not hurt Rasulullah. And hurt not only can be physical, but emotional, psychological, in one's honor, in one's dignity, in one's family, in one's household. وَلَا تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, do not hurt the feelings, and do not hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You hurt me by hurting my son. You hurt me by hurting my daughter. You hurt me by hurting my mother, my father. You hurt me by hurting my wife. You hurt me by hurting, if you're a woman, my husband. وَلَا تُؤْذُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا أَزْوَاجَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَبَدًا, and do not marry his wives after him, that is after he dies, أَذًا, after he dies, they are his wives. Do not marry his wives because they are his wives. And the Quran says that. أهل بيتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. I come back to سيدتي ومولاتي أمي. فاطمة أم أبيها وعليها سلام الله ورضوانه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he also identified her and her sons and her husband as his household, as of his household sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, she as a Sayyida Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, of the mothers of the believers alayha ridwanullahi wa salamuh, she is one who, when asked, who was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is related by our ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala. She answered, Fatima. Look at the hubb of Aisha to Fatima, alayha salamullah wa alayhima ridwanullah. Aisha, alayha ridwanullah, relates, when she was asked, who was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she answers, Fatimatu min al-nisa, min qibal al-nisa. Amongst women, it was Fatima. Wa min al-rijali, zawjuha. And of men, her husband. And she says, and I knew him, Aisha, saying, Sawaman Qawama. He was always a fasting man and always one in prayers, standing in prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no contradiction between when others asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the most beloved, he says, Aisha amongst women, and Abu Bakr amongst men, radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa arzahum. There is no inconsistency with that. When you have hubb for your son, for your daughter, does it mean you do not have hubb for your wife? Is the hubb for your wife the same in nature as the hubb for your daughter? They are different in quality. They're different in essence. The hubb of a wife is different than the hubb of a daughter, of a son. And yes, الزهراء فاطمة أمنا وحبيبة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most beloved in that sense of Ahlul Bayt, of daughter, than any other woman. And Aisha عليها رضوان الله تعالى بعد خديجة عدي عليها رضوان الله تعالى, of those who were living, was the most beloved of his wives. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the most beloved in that other sense to him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, amongst other than those most special of his household, and Ali Mawlana was of his household alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamu. He sees Al-Hassan and Al-Husayn, and remember when they both died, I'm sorry, when he died, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, Al-Hassan and Al-Husayn were how old? One perhaps 6, the other one 7 years old. And remember when he says, of what he says about them, of hubb for them, imagine when he said that in that age. And that simply teaches us, walhamdulillah, there is absolutely no inconsistency whatsoever between the mahabbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his household, the noble, dignified household, and those outside of his household of his companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum, all of them. So he says sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam about Al-Hassan and Al-Husayn alayhima ridwanullahi wa salamu, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Remember them, think about them, children. But yes, that his hub projects into the future, because once he says I have hub, it is not, it cannot be different, it will not change. He will not say, I have hubb, that most noble of expression and of feeling to someone who in the future will be a hated one. No. When he says it, it's firm, it remains. Ikraman li nabiyyina sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So he says, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma. Oh Allah, I have hub for both of them, Al-Hassan and Al-Husayn. Ya Allah, have hub for them, please. He says about Al-Hassan and similar thing about Al-Husayn alayhim as-salam, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa ahibbahu wa ahibba man yuhibbuha. Oh Allah, I have hub for him, please have hub for him. And hub for those who have hub for him. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah, rahimahullah ta'ala wa radiyallahu ta'ala, and used to say, related by many ulama on different occasions, after that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ الْحَسَنَ إِلَّا دَمَعَتْ عَيْنِي. Whenever I see Al-Hasan, tears overwhelm my eyes. He sees him once and he says, please, ya Mawlai al-Hassan, and he calls him Mawlai wa Sayyidi. Yes, the Sahabi Abu Huraira calls Sayyidina al-Hassan Sayyidi wa Mawlai. There are hadith about that, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum wa ardahum. He says to him, ya Sayyidi, please allow me to kiss the part in you which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed and laid his noble lips upon that part. And he's a young man. Of course, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira is older, and Sayyiduna Al-Hassan is a young, strong man, and he removes his upper shirt because that part, and he knew Sayyiduna Abu Huraira was his surra, his navel. And he kisses it. He lays his lips where, number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid his lips on Al-Hassan when he was a child, alayhi salamullahi wa ridwanu. And tabarrukan, seeking the barakah of whom? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the relic of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, related by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arwah, as reported by Imam Ahmad and Al-Hakim fil Mustadrak and others rahimahumullah ta'ala, من أحبهما, that is both Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, من أحبهما فقد أحبني, who has hub for them has hub for me, ومن أبغضهما فقد أبغضني, and who hates them has hated me. أعوذ بالله ونعوذ بالله من شر المآب. Who loves them, both of them, has loved me. Who hates any one of them has hated me. Said he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, أَحِبُّ اللَّهَ لِمَا يَغْذُوكُمْ مِنْ نِعَمِهِ وَأَحِبُّونِي بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لِحُبِّي. Have hub for Allah on account that is at least if we are not so conscious about divine beauty and majesty, if we're not so conscious about having hub for Him for who He is, have hub for Allah on account at least of what He bestows upon you of His favors and His gifts and His merciful love and loving mercy and bounties, internal and external. Have hub for Allah and have hub for me by the hub for Allah. See, even he says, have hub for me within the channel of your hub for Allah. By that hub, have hub for me, or also it means at a deeper level, by the hub of Allah for me, have hub for me. And have hub for Ahli Bayti, for my household, that is my wives, my Hassan, my Hussein, my Ali, my Fatima, my Khadija, and have hub for them by your hub for me. By your hub for me, have hub for them. Hub is beautiful, hub is noble, hub is rare, hate is prevalent, hate is easy. Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah, all of you should know that he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said about them and gave them the glad tidings because an angel visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these are authentic hadith. An angel that was very special, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exposed to angelic dimensions constantly. His maqam, his ahwal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are beyond the maqamat and the ahwal of the greatest and the nearest of awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only those would know the status truly spiritual of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Special angels visit him, and one most special visited him and informed him that both Hassan and Hussein are Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. They are the paragons, the Sayyids of the youth of Jannah. Alayhima Salatullahi wa Salamu. أنا حرب لمن حاربكم وسلم لمن سالمكم. Said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about both of them, as related by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and al-Tabarani and many others like Imam al-Hakim, who also authenticated this hadith, said it is Hassan and wafaqahu al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah ta'ala. For those of you who know these technical words about hadith criticism, it is related that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أنا حرب لمن حاربكم. I am war against those who wage war against you. وسلم لمن سالمكم. And I am peace for those who offer you peace. صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه used to especially love both of them. And he used to, after the passing away of their father Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah wa maulana, he used to give them, like he used to give to their father from Baytul Mal, the same amount as though it was their father. 5,000 dirhams to both Hassan and Hussein, as though Al-Hassan and Hussein were Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as though Al-Hassan and Hussein attended both the Battle of Badr radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardaahum. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardaah, when he went to visit the Sayyida wal Mawlatana Fatima al-Zahra, when she was ill, alayha ridwanullahi wa salamu, and she first was addressed by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardaah, and said, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardaah asks to see you, to visit you, would you allow him? Look at the adab of visitations. And he's a mahram, a non-mahram to her. She said, Fatima al-Zahra says to Sayyiduna Ali, أتحب ذلك? Look at this moral awareness and haya awareness. She said, would you like that to her husband? He says, Naam. Yes, she says, then allow him. And he enters to visit her, alayha ridwanullahi wa salamu, because she lived only about 6 months at most, in accordance to reports, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And she knew that. For when he was dying, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and leaving this world, in that moment when he was sick, before death had come upon him a few days before, he calls Fatima al-Zahra and asks her to approach him and whispers something in her ears. She cries. And he whispers another thing in her ears, and she laughs and she rejoices. Later on, a Sayyida Aisha too, radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaaha, ummuna, asks her, billahi alayk, later on, after he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell me what happened at that moment. Where did he die, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the house, his household, in the room of Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaaha, in her lap, in accordance to the ulama of hadith, rahimahullah ta'ala jami'an. And look at this mahabba, and look at this special relationship. And she tells Fatima alayha salamullahi wa ridwanuhu, ummi wa ummuna. Also, ummu nabiyyina, in that metaphorical, beautiful sense, ummu abiha, rather. What did he tell you? Please tell me. Because she wouldn't tell anybody before his death, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She then confided to her that first moment when he whispered into my ear and I cried, he informed me that Allah will take him during this illness. It's decided he will go to Allah during this illness. She cried. Second, he told her two things, and you will be the one of my household who will first join me. And you are the Sayyida of Nisa'i هذه الأمة أو العالمين. And you are the Sayyida of women of the worlds or of women of the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. So he allows her to enter. He allows him to enter. She allows Sayyidina Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه وأرضاه to enter to visit her. And سلم عليها وترضاها, and he sought her pleasure and her satisfaction. Look at the relationship between this Sahabi, this Jalil of the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاهم جميعا, ومولاتنا فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها in her last moments. And he says, والله, and he addresses her of what he said, والله ما تركنا الدار والأهل أو الدار والمال والأهل والعشيرة إلا ابتغاء لمرضاة الله ورسوله وابتغاء مرضاتكم أهل بيت رسول الله. هكذا he addresses her رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه, related by our علماء رحمهم الله تعالى جميعا, that by Allah we have not forsaken, and have not forsaken my homes and my wealth and my own family and my own people except for the sake of Allah and for the sake of His Rasul, the pleasure of Allah, the pleasure of His Rasul, and your pleasure, O Ahl Bayt Rasulillah. And your pleasure, O household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Al-Hassan wal-Hussein alayhim as-salam, each one of them was very special, with special gifts and special personalities, both worthy of the most dignified status of the noble household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Perhaps to summarize this, and we don't have much time left, another 8 or 10 minutes at the most. Imagine this. One time Sayyiduna al-Hassan says to Sayyidina al-Hussein in their strength and youth, وَدَدْتُ أَنَّ لِي بَعْضَ شِدَّةِ قَلْبِكَ. Al-Hassan saying to Al-Hussein alayhi salam Allah, وَدَدْتُ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بَعْضَ شِدَّةِ قَلْبِكَ. I wished sometimes I had some of the strength of your heart. And Al-Hussein replies alayhi salam, فَيَقُولُ Al-Hussein, وَأَنَا وَدَدْتُ أَنَّ لِي بَعْضَ مَا بُسِطَ مِنْ لِسَانِكَ. وَأَنَا وَدَدْتُ أَنَّ لِي بَعْضَ مَا بُسِطَ مِنْ لِسَانِكَ. This meaning in here, وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَمْ, those who know the seerah of Sayyidina Al-Hassan, as Sayyidina Al-Hussein says to him, and I wished and loved that I had some of that ease and that eloquence and that gentleness that runs of words on your tongue. Because Al-Hassan alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamuh was very forbearing. His tongue would never utter a word that is harsh. Never. To the worst of those who were in conflict with him. To the worst even of his enemies. His tongue was always beautiful, soft, filled with dhikr Allah Azza wa Jal, His qalb was very, very rafiq, very gentle, very soft. Alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamu. You know, listen to this. Many of you know the unfortunate occurrences in some of our Islamic history. Qada'ullahi wa qadaruh. Qada'ullahi wa qadaruh. Keep that in mind. Allah is hakeem. Allah knows. And Allah had willed. And we have to have the right attitude. The attitude of those who are not even worthy the dust under the sandals of these companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most of all those companions who are of Ahli Bayti Nubuwati Rasulina sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. During that part of history, after Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu died, killed, by a treacherous fool, and he's with Allah, and that's enough. That's enough of justice. He was the Khalifa of the Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Al-Hasan, after that, and that's haqq, for about 7 months. And some say 7 months and 11 days to be exact. And there were conflicts. People have changed, some of them. There were conflicts still going on and spilled over from before, as there were between Muawiyah and Sayyidina Mawlana Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. And he was the Khalifa. But then, as things exacerbated and things were very difficult and conflicts continued and people were ready for more bloodshed, many people, some people are ready to spill blood easily, sometimes thinking they are right, sometimes thinking for the right cause, being moved by something internal that sometimes is not always justifiable. Strength and power, and sometimes even by sense of misguided justice. He, in that position, he gives up Khilafah to Muawiyah. He was with 12,000 men ready to fight. And then he observed and he continued and observed and thought and pondered. And he saw that this is going to continue. More bloodshed will result. And the other side was willing to fight also. Many in the other side were willing to do so and to spill more blood. For something they believed was right. And Allah knows who was right. But in this case, certainly the side of Ahlu Bayti Rasulullah, of Al-Hasan, of Ali alayhim as-salam, as far as Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah all are concerned, that was the right side. But what the attitude should be, that's a different issue. This is the attitude of Mawlaya wa Sayyidi Al-Hasan alayhi salamullahi wa ridwanu. He says, Inna Allah qad wallaka ya Muawiyah hadha al-hadith li khayrin ya'lamuhu 'indak aw li sharrin ya'lamuhu fik. And he looked at him and says, wa la'allahu fitnatun lakum wa mata'un ila hin. And he gave up the khilafah to stop shedding blood. Allah said, He has given you this, wallak. Now you are responsible, ya Muawiyah, for something good that Allah knows you have, or something evil Allah knows you are. And he recited, qawlahu ta'ala, لعله فتنة لكم ومتاع إلى حين. This could be just a fitna and a mata' and an enjoyment for a brief time. To stop what was going on. After that, some people who wanted to fight and they thought they were right also used to call him, some of them, and look at what he had to go through. Ya muzil al mu'minin. Call him. Ya muzil al mu'minin. Oh, you humiliator of the believers. In other words, you should not have done what you had done. You humiliated us. It was about who wins. He says, La wallah. La wallah. He says, Karihtu an aqtulakum min ajli al-mulk. No, no, he said. I disliked, I hated to spill your blood, to use you and spill your blood for power. That was Al-Hasan alayhi ridwanullahi wa salam. Not only that, he's a man with extreme forbearance. Hada rayhanatu rasulillah ma akhihi al-Husayn rayhanatu rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also poisoned as the cause of his death. Al-Hasan alayhi salamullah was poisoned. And when he knew he was poisoned and he was going to die and people were visiting him, he said, when his brother, the Hib also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Mawlana al-Husayn, came to visit him, when he heard that he is sick and that he drank poison or he ate poison, he came to him and said to him, who did this to you? He said, I have been poisoned many times before. And Allah saved him. It was not time. And he held it. And he did not divulge. But this one, he said, is going to be the meaning of what he said, the last one. This is it. Al-Husayn alayhi salam says to him, who did that to you, my brother? Hussein, remember, kana qalbuhu shadidan, he was strong in heart. Who did this to you? Al-Hasan says, why? So that you kill him? He said, yes. He said, no, I will not tell you. If it is whom I think it is, فَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ نِقْمَةً, Allah is stronger in his justice. And if it is not, I would not like anybody innocent to die because of me. Not only that, and he left a wasiyah alayhi salamullah. Hada baytun nubuwa. These are the characteristics of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We need so much of that in our times. In his wasiyah, he says to his brother, please bury me alongside my grandfather, my father, that is my grandfather, next to Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I did ask Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha before, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried in her quarters, in her house, in her room, with the roof. And she accepted. When I die, ask permission from her again, lest she had said that out of haya, out of bashfulness in my presence. And if she accepts again, then bury me next to my grandfather, next to my father, that is Muhammad alayhi salatullahi wa salamu. And he said, unless they do not allow you, and he knows what he was talking about, unless they do not allow you, and they would be ready to spill blood, لِأَنَّ الْقَوْمَ أَسْرَعُ إِلَى فِتْنَةً. People now, these people now are so in a hurry to enter into fitna. Anything leads to draw your sword and kill. If they want to do that, and they want to stop you by the sword, Accept that. Please don't fight. He knows al-Husayn alayhi salam. Please don't do that. That's my wasiyah to you. Bury me with the believers. And indeed, they went to Sayyida Aisha. They asked her again. She said, Na'am wa karama. Yes, with all pleasure and dignity. But others did not allow. Marwan and others of Bani Umayyah did not allow in their differences that had existed and unfortunately boiled down to even that level. And they would not allow Al-Hasan to be buried next to his father. But he left the wasiyah, he knew that. And Al-Husayn wanted alayhi salam to fight. How dare you do that? And he was reminded by Abdullah ibn Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een and by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was reminded of the wasiyah of his brother. Please, please remember, he said, don't spill blood because of me. And yes, he complied. And he was buried alayhi ridwanullahi wa salamuhu in al-baqi' next to his mother. فاطمة أم أبيها عليها السلام الله ورضوانه. Finally, سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى عنه knew all along the fate of his children. He knew the fate of الحسين عليه السلام الله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم knew the fate of Al-Husayn عليه رضوان الله وسلامه. The ahadith are prolific, صحيح and حسن and ضعيف, related by Imam Ahmad, related by Imam Al-Hakim في المستدرك, and many others رحمهم الله تعالى, and الطبراني, Abu Nu'aym, and so on. And they all point towards the following, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed by Jibreel alayhi salam on one occasion, and another occasion by a special angel that never came down from heavens before, that Al-Husayn alayhi salam would be killed after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he saw that in another vision عليه السلام الله ورضوانه عليه صلوات الله وسلامه. That is, Rasulullah saw that in a dream, and he was shown the very turba, the very earth where his blood would be spilled. And he was told it would be in Iraq, and in another hadith even in Karbala. And in one of those reports, he awoke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in his hand, awoke and in his hand, dust, red of color. These are all reported by Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Mahabbatu al-mu'mini li ahli bayti Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unconditional. The hub of a mu'min to the household, for the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is unconditional. The hub for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were especially described by the ulama in the ahadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who had very special relations with them, that hub is an unconditional. All of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum wa arbahum. The proper attitude, the safe attitude is to love all of them. They are grander than me and you, even in their differences. Their differences will be settled by Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah is hakamun adl. And Allah is just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is just, وَقَدْ جَرَى فِيهِمْ سَابِقُ عِلْمِهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what had occurred amongst them had occurred in accordance to his eternal knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his eternal will. So we leave that to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him belongs infinite justice. And also his, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is arhamur rahimeen. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My loving mercy encompasses everything. Who is this one who says, Allah shall not grant rahmah to X and to Y? Who are you? Who are we to say, Allah does not grant rahmah to X and to Y? Who said that to you? Did he say that to you? Did his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that to you? ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء إن رحمتي تسبق غضبي said Allah عز وجل in the hadith Qudsi my loving mercy precedes competes ahead of my justice my anger سبحانه وتعالى we leave that to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and we do not taint ourselves to the extent of becoming wal-iyad billah one of those who simply continue the uninterrupted unfortunate episodes of anger and of hate. Love is more difficult to have, to give, and to uphold than hate. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi at-tahirin at-tayyibin min dhurriyatihi wa azwajihi wa banatihi wa jami'i alihi al-ashrafi at-tayyibin salatan daimatan bidawamik la tanqat'u abada wa la tafna sarmada ولا تنحصر عددا ولا تنقص مددا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته
اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد يا ربي صل عليه وسلم